Mad Hatter 1995.
Hello, ma'am.
Hi, Katie.
How are you?
I'd be tired.
Girl,
Be tired.
I bet.
Reminded of the man that was on Oprah, who he said to his wife upon her prompting to tell Oprah what he said all the time. Oh, baby, I'm so tired. That would be me. I left my house Friday morning with Mercy, and we drove to Birmingham, where I dropped her off. And then I drove to Acworth, where I arrived while my dad and Chrissy were out to dinner. So I took myself to a Mexican restaurant and had a margarita and listened to the guy on the microphone sing while looking around at all the people who have voted for Marjorie Taylor Greene.
I
It's
am.
fascinating.
Yeah. I have a lot of questions, but I will not ask them.
But yeah, spent the night at Acworth Friday night, and then Dad and Christy had their breakfast that they have every year on Saturday morning, and did that, and then we opened our Christmas with them, had our Christmas with them, and then I hit the road, probably around, I don't know, 2:33 o'clock to Noonan, where I stayed with the Weldons and went to the Noonan Christmas parade and went to First Methodist Church. And then I had lunch with my friend Jane. And then I went back to First Methodist Church for the Oh Holy Night service. And then I went to my old law office to pick up some files. And then I drove to Macon. And I stayed at Hotel 45. Got there at about, I don't know, 7:30, when my goal had to be there by 5. Ordered some food, was supposed to be studying for my mediation the next day, and instead I just went to bed. And woke up at like 1:30 in the morning, dry as a bone. I can't even tell. It was so bad. I went and got a wet washcloth and just draped it over my face. And then, of course, proceeded to be awake until about 4:30 in the morning. So turned my 5:30 alarm that I had set off. But anyway, got up, got dressed, met my client at Z Bean's Coffee downtown, and then walked over to our mediation at Adams. Can't remember, it's ADR, but I can't remember what it stands for. But anyway, right there on Mulberry. And the disappointment I felt upon arriving to an office on Mulberry Street and being offered only one lunch option on a cold, bitterly cold day when nothing would have hit the spot like some vegetable soup from Sid's. I was only offered Jimmy John's. I had to have Jimmy John's for lunch when I was in Macon. I'm very bitter about it. Very.
The
Like,
hell?
I don't even know if it still exists, but there used to be a delicious sandwich
Yes.
at Michael's on Mulberry,
That does not
previously
exist anymore.
between the bread before it was Michael's on Mulberry. They used to have an Italian chicken sandwich. Oh, I would have loved that. A Baldino's sub.
That exists.
Sid's vegetable soup with a
That
chicken salad
exists.
sandwich. Come on, people. No, we had Jimmy John's. But anyway, so yeah, had a mediation, started at 9:30. We went until 8:30, thereby missing my chance to get dinner at Jim Shaw's, and we did not settle the case. Me and my client walked out at like 8:45 and said, deuces.
Ooh.
Then went to my friend Shauna's, and God loves Shauna. You gotta love a fellow single girl who, when you say, I'll just stop and get something to eat on the way to your house, and she says, no, come on, I got something I'll make you. And I arrived to her house, and she had warmed me up some gumbo and made me a cheese sandwich and a Manhattan, and just God love her.
Amazing.
Then I got up yesterday and she made me a lovely frittata before I got on the road
Look at that.
and came to Nashville. I know, right? Gotta love your good girlfriends. I did stop in Atlanta and get a Willie's burrito.
Okay.
And did assuage my food disappointment somewhat.
I mean, of all the places, and the
She's
Adams,
gone.
if the same people I'm thinking of, because there are a lot of lawyers in Macon, but if it's the same Adams that I know, they have better food taste than that. They own restaurants.
Yes, that's them. I was going to say they own restaurants, for God's
They
sake.
own restaurants, for the
Yes.
love of God.
Yes. Yes.
Good ones.
I had the most delightful conversation with his mama.
Oh, I love her, and I love him.
Yeah.
Dear friend.
So, but yeah. In fact, there was a girl who had been there on a different mediation, and as she was leaving, she was like, I think I'm back on Wednesday. And they started talking about it, and she goes, ugh, but that means it's going to be Jimmy John's again, isn't it? But I don't know if they have set days that they order from set certain places. And I didn't want to be rude because I had already said when eating the cheddar Chex Mix that that was disappointing. So I didn't want to be rude
Right.
about the free lunch, quote unquote.
Yeah.
But yeah, I might. Suggest perhaps. I will say, SIDS did not appear on like DoorDash or Uber Eats or anything, so
Oh.
maybe that's where they can get delivery from.
Maybe.
But I would drive to SIDS and pick it
Not
up for
far.
everybody. I would be glad to do that. I'd be glad to do that. And SIDS is so cheap that even if you paid somebody to go pick it up, it would still probably be cheaper than Jimmy John's.
I know, right?
Definitely much better. Anyway, so then I arrived in Nashville yesterday, and we went last night. My sister's Christmas present was a surprise. We went and saw Sheryl Crow in a theater that probably sits, I don't know, maybe 250 people.
Really?
Tiny. And we were on the like, we were on the first row, but we were on the part of the second row that stuck out, and there wasn't anybody in front of us really. And it was just delightful. It was delightful.
Love
It
that.
started at 7:30, and we were in the car by 9:30
That's the best.
right. Went to dinner before at Brick Tops, which was delicious. So that was fun. And today I don't have to do anything, which is a blessing because tomorrow we have to be at the hospital at 5 a.m. for my sister's surgery. So, fra la la, what time zone am I in? I literally had a call yesterday, and my lawyers in Tallahassee are obviously on Eastern time, and we do a lot of Zoom meetings. And when I receive the Zoom invitation, it automatically flips to Central time when I get it. Like I get the email with the Zoom, and it
Yeah.
shows in Central time as opposed to Eastern time. But when I opened the Zoom email yesterday, I didn't know whether, like, if once I have opened it, it stays in Central time, or if because I was now in Eastern time, it would flip back to Eastern time. I wasn't sure. So I literally had to email my lawyer's assistant and say, Betsy, I don't know
What time
tell
is it?
me what time is this thing? Because I don't know. I don't know who I am. I don't know what time zone I'm in. So,
You have
Betsy,
been
my
all
only.
over the Southeast.
Yeah. So, and I hadn't slept worth a flip, but here we are. Here we are.
Fra la
So,
la.
oh, but now my father's calling me. No. I will call you back, sir. But anyway, so
There's that.
there's that. That's it's been fun to see lots of friends,
Good.
to enjoy some merriment. I have been the whole time just don't get sick, don't get sick, don't get sick. I may have started an antibiotic just to be safe. And here we are on the doorstep of the surgery, and I am not any sicker than I was 2 weeks ago, so we will take that.
Love it.
But in other news, the Braves have been busy, which is exciting because the Braves were not busy last year. So, they signed a really good closer.
Good.
They
We needed
kept
that.
their closer. They kept our current closer, but then they signed another guy. Because listen, you can't have too many closers. So they signed a really exciting closer, and then this week they signed a shortstop,
Oh.
guy named Ha-Seong, who came in at the end of last season from the Padres, and then chose to re-sign for a year. So listen, that's exciting. I'm hoping maybe they will get one more starting pitcher just to be safe. But I'm feeling kind of excited about the Braves moves.
Love
And
it.
we're only 6, 7 days from the beginning of spring training. Isn't that exciting?
That is very exciting. And we have the Olympics in the middle.
And we have the Olympics in the middle. So nice. So
Look at that.
nice.
Look at that.
Yeah. But so talk to us, Katie. What's been going on with you?
So, this is one of the two busy seasons for pastors. So Advent and Christmas, and then Lent and Easter. And and it's also tis the season for parties. And I have or have had something every night and every day for like the past, it'll be about like 2 weeks full of stuff. And I used to do this all the time in Macon, like before COVID, especially. My calendar, there was a dinner, a concert, a something every single night when I was at home in Macon. Part of it, I was talking to a friend of mine, and part of it is because I was so close to everything. So, downtown Macon was 5 minutes from my house, and so it made it really easy to do. But I have that kind of schedule again. I don't know how I did that, Mandy.
And listen, once you stop and then you try to get back, it's like,
I don't know how I did it.
yeah.
I've really like, and it is okay to do anything of substance. It's an hour either down to Tifton or Americus or up to, of substance. I mean, like a concert or an orchestra performance or, a friend's party. It's exhausting.
Yeah.
How did I do it? I think
Yeah.
proximity helped more than anything, but whoo, I'm too old for that mess. It's fun, and when I get there, I have a good time, but like getting there and counting like how many hours have I been gone to get back to the dog and all those things. And it's dark early, and so nighttime driving in South Georgia is, deer avoidance. It's just I don't know why I used to do all this.
It's a lot for sure.
It is
For
a lot.
sure.
It's fun,
Like in
and
the
I
middle of
enjoy
mediation,
it.
I was like, I could literally put my head down on this table and go to sleep. Oh,
Yeah.
yeah.
So there's that.
So.
Yay. But this week, one of the bright spots, there have been many, but one of the bright spots is all the puppies that I've gotten to see.
Good.
Reconnected with my old landlords. I mean, former, not they are not old people, but my former landlords in Macon. And their three dogs just were so excited to see me and recognize me, even after all the time I've been gone. One of my
Oh.
favorite shops down here, she has two shop dogs, and both of her shop dogs love me, but one of them especially has made me his girlfriend, and that made me so happy. And of course, my pup has been living her best life. So it's just been a great week. It's been a good reminder that I am loved, even if it's by things on four legs. So,
Absolutely.
but
Absolutely.
yeah, I've been to some good Christmas parties. One of them was with all my gays, or most of them, and that was so fun to see everybody in one place. And I've got just some fun stuff. So, I'm excited about all of the things.
Well, good.
Yeah. We are in the middle of bowl season, and I just pulled up my spreadsheet to read you some of the names of the bowls this week. So this week, some of the bowls that we will be monitoring, not watching, by the way, are the Staff DNA Cure Bowl, the 68 Ventures Bowl, the Xbox Bowl, the Myrtle Beach Bowl, and the Union Home Mortgage Gasparilla Bowl. And I will say
I'm sorry,
once
would you
again,
repeat the first one?
yes, I will. Let me pull it back up. The Staff DNA Cure Bowl.
As in STAPH?
STAFF.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm telling you. And all these bowls with
I thought
names.
we were having a staph infection bowl.
Right, which pretty much we are. And I just think Auburn's not into one of them. All these bowls with these dumb names, sponsored by random people. And Auburn is not
Oh,
anywhere
God.
in sight. Oh, yeah. Hopefully next year. I'm still liking this guy more and more. The more I hear from him and hear about him and the things he's doing, but I've had that hope before and they have been dashed. So I'm cautiously
Yeah.
optimistic. But it just was so funny to me to read those names of these bowls just this week and go, oh gosh, and we're nowhere. So hopefully,
Didn't even make
basketball
it to the staph
season.
infection bowl.
I know, right? This basketball is going pretty well. We're ranked 21st, which is not bad after losing all those really, really amazing players to graduation. So, I am not sad about that. I think that's pretty good. So, basketball, we may be a basketball school.
Yeah, maybe so.
Maybe so, maybe so. But yeah, that's pretty much been my week, just getting a bunch of work done, trying to work ahead and get ready for next week and hopefully take a couple days extra off. So anyway, we are all good down here in Vienna, just freezing our little buttocks off.
Yeah, I got cold.
Yeah, it's really cold, but anyway, so Mandy, tell us about your book.
Well, I haven't been reading at all lately. But I went back and looked at some books that I had previously read that perhaps I had not mentioned. And
Yes.
I don't think I had mentioned this one. It's
You have
called
not.
Buckeye.
Okay.
And I had seen Ann Patchett talking about it. It is by Patrick Ryan, and it starts on V-Day in Ohio, so like World War II Ohio, and then it kind of goes back and forth in time from there and then forward from there as well, and it follows sort of a handful of folks in this small town in Ohio. And it's just, a beautiful book. It's the narrative, the stories of all the different people, and you really get invested in these characters and their lives, and then it kind of branches off, and it's basically sort of a small town book. And shows how everybody's life in a small town is intertwined, which is hysterical because this mediation that we went to is a case that's in Moultrie, but we mediated in Macon. Our mediator is from Moultrie. His grandfather used to be the Superior Court judge, and Leah called me while we were in mediation, and she was like, I was just sitting there thinking that there you sit in Macon, basically at Mercer, but in Macon, where I was born, mediating a case with the grandson of the Superior Court judge who swore me into the bar at Colquitt County Courthouse. Was
Yep.
like, the world is definitely round and small.
Very small.
So anyway, this is sort of that, you know, if you grew up in a small town, you'll totally understand
I love that.
how all those dynamics work. And it was
Yeah.
just a really beautiful book. So
Love
it would
that.
be a nice little holiday read.
Thank you for bringing that to us. That looks like a good one. I need to add it to my list.
Absolutely. Absolutely. What about you, Katie? Hit us with some favorites.
Well, one of my favorites is one I ordered last week that you mentioned. It's not on my list, but I'm going to co-sign completely on the Malden salt. I mean, y'all order it. I got it off of Amazon because you know the Piggly Wiggly does not carry it. And I just got the small one. I did not get the tub. Because I thought, well, I just want to try it. It's enough. It'll last me a minute. But I am definitely ordering the tub next time. It's so good. It's just perfect. And I love it. So thank you for that.
Good.
Last night, I went to dinner with my friend Will. And y'all, please don't turn us in. If you are anywhere in law enforcement, I'm a mandatory reporter. I should turn myself in, but I'm not. Will is from Kentucky. And I guess because he's not selling it, it's not illegal, but he brought me moonshine, which he knows I love. And it's in a mason jar as it should be. And it is the
Good.
real deal. And I'm excited about it. And the other thing he got me is something that relates back to this podcast. I had told him about our new favorite podcast. My dad wrote a porno. And so Will, my attorney, pastor friend, ordered off of Amazon, Belinda Blinked. And so I now have a copy of the book, Belinda Blinked.
That's so funny.
And I about wet my britches in the parking lot of the restaurant last night, laughing
That's so
at
funny.
him buying me Belinda Blinked.
The porno that my dad wrote.
Yes, and it is on. I have several things that I didn't want to give up when I became a pastor, but I also did not want to display in full view of everyone. So there are several books that I've been given kind of as gag gifts over the years on the back of my toilet. So it proudly sits with the rest of my X-rated books on the
There you
back of my
go.
toilet. But I got Belinda Blinked, and I've never.
That is
I couldn't
so
believe it. He
funny.
was so excited to give it to me. He could have just burst. It was
That's
so
awesome.
funny. So that happened. The other thing that I'm telling y'all, if you don't do this, I have been encouraged by Mandy and by many, many others. My therapist and I had a session yesterday, and I can tell the difference in myself. She said, you look more content.
Good.
So, I mean, it's just validating that it is so helpful to have a third party that has no stake in any game, that is not a quote unquote friend, although I love her very much and think we would be friends outside of this setting, but I'm not going to be, so I can keep her as my therapist.
Yeah, absolutely.
But you know, it's just so amazing. So, highly encourage that. I have watched two things on Netflix that I really liked. If you watch the first two Knives Out To me, the third one is just as good as the first one, if not better. The cast is really good. The storyline is interesting. Glenn Close, I mentioned, I don't even remember the name of the daggum show, but the one that she's in with Kim Kardashian, I was like, don't watch it. They are wasting Glenn Close. She does not disappoint in this show. She spends so much time screaming and being dramatic, and they use every bit of her acting list of talents in this show, and it's so good. So, highly recommend that. Jake Kelly is the one with Adam Sandler and George Clooney. It is not like my favorite movie on the whole planet that I've ever watched, but it is very heartfelt and I liked it. It is not getting good reviews, but I encourage you to watch it if you like either one of them. I think seeing Adam Sandler in a very different role is always good to me. And he plays this really kind human very, very well. And so I could not recommend it more. So I liked it. I didn't love it, but I liked it a lot. So I think the reviews are not reflective of what the movie actually is. And then the other thing I've been doing, because it's cold here, as we mentioned, I had to wear warmer clothes and I put them on. And I haven't talked a lot about my weight loss journey, but I've lost a bunch of weight and none of my clothes fit anymore. And that's wonderful, except now I gotta buy new ones. And one of the things I found on Quince, which I highly recommend that company anyway, but this little Mongolian cashmere crew neck is a very basic, nice, soft cashmere, and it's like $50, which is not normal for cashmere. So,
That's fine.
Look around on the site. There, I ordered a ton more. I ordered a real cute dress I'm excited about. Thing kind of shapes of clothes I never thought I could fit back in, but I can now, which is nice. But those little wool, cashmere, not wool, cashmere crew neck sweaters, are very, very nice and very affordable for cashmere. So, there we go. Those are
Good.
my favorite things this week.
I like them. I like them. Our friend and listener Casey ordered some caviar from Quince, but I haven't heard back from her. Did you see they
Oh,
are selling caviar on
I did
Quince?
not. I
I
have,
was scared to order it.
I
She's like, I'll
know.
take one for the team.
Okay. Yeah. I can't wait to hear
And
back.
in fact, she posted pictures yesterday. She hosted, because she's just the hostess with the mostest. She hosted her sister-in-law. I think Shirley the child turned older than 40. Surely she was 40 something. I can't remember. But anyway, Casey hosted her breakfast, birthday breakfast yesterday, and it was caviar and Veuve and all the fixings.
Love
And
it.
I wonder if that was the Quince caviar. I'll have to ask her how it was.
Yes. I am still working through mine that I ordered from Marky's that I've talked about on here. And I've definitely found a favorite so far. I've got one more left. And so I was going to report back once I finished them all which one was my favorite.
Okay, good.
But let me tell you what, the thing besides the caviar that I'm enjoying the most out of that box is their Creme fraiche. Their Vermont creme fraiche is delicious.
Listen, I might actually like caviar just because you can eat potato chips and creme fraiche.
Yes. Or you try pork rinds. I'm telling you, that's what I've been using.
I'm not gonna
So,
like the pork rind as much as I love a potato chip,
I mean, I
but
love
that's
that.
nothing
It's so
against.
good.
There's nothing against. That's nothing against pork rinds.
Yeah.
It's just my love of the potato chip
I
is
love it.
unmatched.
I know.
Unmatched.
So, yeah, so I have the Blinis, not the Bellinis, that's a drink. The Blinis were fine and they were what they were, but I put them in the freezer. I might just toss them. It's really, I want something crunchy to go with my caviar. But that creme fraiche, man, whoo, it's really good. Really, really good. So, anyway, that's my update on that too. So I can't wait to hear about the Quince caviar.
Stay tuned. I will report back.
Yes, I can't wait.
Okay, so how many church services do you have this week?
I just from Sunday to Sunday, I only have three. One of them's just a drop-in, which is nice. It's nice to be a small church where it's not like a total production, but it's more like mission stuff. Like we're doing a food pantry day and Bible studies and lots of little things all week long. So,
Gotcha.
yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. Well, I hope it goes well.
Thank you. I assume that we will not be doing a
Uh-oh, you
Christmas Eve
froze.
recording. I said, I assume we will not be doing a Christmas Eve recording.
Yeah, I
So,
kind of doubt it.
yeah, so we will see everyone after Christmas or hear from everyone after Christmas, and update you on all the fun things that we got. I can't wait to see what
Absolutely.
my people come up with.
Well, no, me either. It's
Yeah.
always a highlight.
Always a highlight.
Okay, friend. Merry, merry, everybody.
Merry ho ho.